There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me on the Karma You podcast today. Hope you're doing well wherever you are, whatever you're doing today. Hope you're having a good day. I am going to talk to you today about dealing with comparison, about the reasons why we do this, about some different ways of thinking about comparison that are hopefully more helpful and more positive, and just some practical things that you can do to reduce the likelihood that you're going to compare yourself negatively to other people, or you're going to feel bad about the fact that you're comparing yourself to people. Just a quick reminder, I made a new free resource for anxiety-free public speaking. It's a free checklist where I'm just sharing really quick, simple things that you can do to feel calmer about speaking up, whether that's on Zoom, public speaking, whether you're speaking at a wedding, whether it's in social situations that you'd love to speak up more. All these tools and resources are going to be helpful for any of those situations. You can download it for free at karma-u.com/speaking. So that's karma-u.com/speaking. So let's talk about comparison. Now, I have to say this is something that has affected me and still does affect me from time to time. And I don't know many people who don't experience a dash of comparison, whether that shows up as jealousy, envy, or just kind of ruminating about, you know, this whole topic. So it's super, super common. And actually, there is a reason that we do this. There's a theory that comes from psychologist Leon Festinger. He developed this theory in 1954 of social comparison theory. And it's this idea that we naturally, as humans, determine our own social and personal worth based on how it stacks up against others. There's something in our brains that causes us to evaluate ourselves based on other people. So to think about whether we're doing well or we've got enough or we, you know, look good enough or not compared with other people in our lives or around us. And that is something that is very natural for us to do as humans. And so to think that we're completely going to get rid of this, I don't know if that's the case, but it is totally possible to stop it from affecting your life and holding you back in any way. Theodore Roosevelt called comparison the thief of joy. And I wonder if it has stolen your joy from time to time, or whether it does on a consistent basis. I know it has for me. Social comparison can be a good thing sometimes when it motivates us to improve. But of course, that can backfire and become quite destructive, and we can feel as though we're never good enough or we've never got enough. But it can also promote judgmental, biased, and overly competitive or superior attitudes as well. So whether you compare yourself to people that you went to school with, whether it's neighbors, whether it's your close friends, whether it's strangers on the internet, maybe it's people that work in a similar industry as you, if you're self-employed or in a company, maybe it's your colleagues that you compare yourself to. Maybe it's other mums on Instagram posting pictures of themselves doing crafts, baking, having beautiful houses. All those sorts of things can, you know, trigger our comparison, and it's no fun at all. I know for me, it can be challenging working in the industry that I do, because there is, you know, obviously so many people doing amazing things, helping lots of people, launching books. You know, coaches can quite often talk about, you know, only the positive side of their lives and not really the negative things, because they're selling, you know, this dream of working with them. And so it can be a little bit of a comparison trigger for me to see other people. And I've really had to work on my mindset and work on some of the things I'm going to share with you in the podcast today. So the first thing to consider is that comparison can sometimes be showing us about whether we are living in alignment with our values or not. And it can be useful in some ways to show us when we're out of alignment, when we are not perhaps pursuing the things that are important to us, or living our dreams, or living the sort of life that we want. And of course, we are not in complete control of our lives. That's ridiculous. Some coaches might tell you that you are. I just don't think it's true. Try saying that to somebody who's starving in, you know, another country. But, you know, there are some things that we can't control, and there are some things that we can control. And for those of us listening to this podcast, chances are that because of things like anxiety and confidence, we can sometimes underestimate what's possible for us, and we can close our minds to the opportunities that may be available to us because of that anxiety or stress or lack of confidence or burnout, whatever it is that you might be experiencing. So I do think it's useful to think about, you know, what your values are, what's most important to you, and are you living in alignment with your values? We can almost think about comparison as sometimes popping up to show us that we're not doing what we want to do in life, that we would actually love to write that book, that we'd love to get a promotion, that we'd love to speak more in public, that we'd love to meet someone and start a family. If we can start to get ourselves into the mindset that comparison is showing up, it's showing us something that's important to us, then perhaps we can use that as useful information. Now, perhaps not, because perhaps you can't control that variable in your life. But if we can get our heads around thinking about this as, you know, potentially something useful for us, then we can turn comparison on its head and turn it into something that we can use as fuel for motivation for perhaps making a change or being inspired to go after what we want in life. So you can ask yourself, you know, is this comparison serving me? Is this showing me something useful about my values? Or maybe it's actually really not helpful at all. Perhaps it's very demotivating or distracting. And one of my favorite ideas, doesn't always work, but it's worth giving a try. It comes from a book called The Relationship Handbook by George Pransky. And he says that we should try and drop the thoughts that are not helpful for us. Drop it like it's a scalding hot potato that you've just pulled out of the oven. Just drop it, let it go. As soon as you realize you're thinking about yourself in a negative way, comparing yourself to others, drop it like a hot potato, drop it like it's scalding hot, and try to put your attention somewhere else. I know this may be easier said than done, but I sometimes find this quite a useful thing to think about. So this episode is sponsored by the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack. And this is a hypnotherapy pack which is suitable for you, whether you have general anxiety, high functioning anxiety, or you're stressed and would like to be more calm and present. So perhaps for you, it might be that things on the outside are fine. You've got a good job, you've got a loving family, you've got some great friends, but inside you are a hot mess of anxiety. It doesn't matter what you achieve, you never feel good enough. You wake up at 5 a.m. with a racing heart and a sense of dread in your stomach about the day ahead. You second guess yourself and waste a ton of time and energy overthinking. And you often feel as though you're failing and strive for perfection to the point of burning out. The thing that most people don't realize about anxiety is that it's an automatic, unconscious process. No one decides to feel anxious. Your unconscious mind dictates how you think, feel, and respond to the world around you. Your unconscious mind really does have a lot to answer for. And we need to address anxiety at the unconscious level. When it comes to overcoming high-functioning anxiety, it really is an inside job. Because when we change the way we think and respond emotionally and mentally, everything changes. And hypnotherapy enables you to address anxiety at a deeper level and change the repeating patterns that have kept you stuck for so long. In the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack, you get 4 powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you to stop overthinking and beat overwhelm, know that you're good enough, take the pressure off yourself, and enjoy the present moment. You can download this hypnotherapy pack and keep it forever. Head over to karma-you.com/hypnotherapy-pack, or you'll find that link in the menu of my website. That link again, karma-you.com/hypnotherapy-pack. And I'll put this link in the show notes as well. I hope you love it. The next idea I want you to consider is, can you embrace the season that you're in and the path that you're on? And, what I mean by this is, I'm not saying you have to, if you've got a long-term illness and you're not able to do the things you want to do, I'm not saying you have to be grateful for that. But it might be that you are on a temporary path in life. It might be that right now you are a student and you don't have a ton of disposable income to go traveling. It might be that you're currently a parent who's at home raising kids. And so, to compare your life with somebody that is child-free and traveling the world, or who, is at a different point in their life where they're able to really focus on their career, it's really not that helpful, because you're on a completely different path and you're in a different season in your life. So consider, can you embrace the season that you're in and the path that you're on, rather than looking to other paths and other seasons and thinking that you should be somewhere else than where you are? And I think it's really interesting to know and to remember this, that you also never know what's going on with the other person. So many times I've noticed this with people sharing things on social media, that, you see them, in a relationship, maybe they're on a holiday, maybe they're working in a certain job. And at the time, what they're posting about and talking about seems amazing and they're living their best life. And then a year later, they kind of like come clean, or they're more honest and open about their experience. And they may share that actually, that relationship really wasn't very good for me, or I was really miserable on this holiday, or that job was super stressful and I ended up burning out. I see this time and time again. And so never assume that somebody that you may be comparing yourself has got it all figured out, or that they're even enjoying whatever they've got going on, because everyone is struggling with something. Everyone has got something going on. There's always a bigger picture. There's always a downside to everything, because we're human and that's just the way it is. So, I was very fortunate to be living in Bali up until like a year or so ago for 6 months. And that was amazing in so many ways. But, I'm sure people were comparing themselves to me, my friends who have got children and weren't able to travel. And of course, there was part of me that was comparing myself with friends who were, having their second baby, buying their second house, renovating houses, and all that sort of thing. So yeah, you just never know what's going on for someone, or who else, who might be comparing themselves to you even. And I'm sorry, this is like a slightly grim example, but I'm really reminded, if I find myself comparing myself to somebody, to remember that there's a bigger picture to what I'm comparing myself to. And I met this woman on a retreat. She was really amazing. It was a personal development retreat. This was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And I, she was really beautiful, really confident. She really could speak her mind. She was very like embodied and free and kind of wild. And I, at this retreat, wasn't feeling so comfortable. I actually found the retreat quite a challenging time, as retreats can be. And I found myself comparing myself to her and thinking, well, she's, so amazing. I'm not as good as her, that sort of thing. And very, very sadly, I found out maybe it was a year after the retreat that she actually ended up taking her own life, which was extremely tragic. But it was just that potent reminder to me that you never know what's going on with someone else. And you never know, you know, the deeper reality of what someone's going through. So to compare yourself with somebody that may appear to have it all on one level, you know, inside they may very well be, you know, massively struggling and going through their own stuff. So, yeah, sorry, that's a little bit of a morbid example, but I am often reminding myself of that as just like a potent reminder that everyone's got something going on. So just to kind of finish this off, I'm going to share some just practical things that you might want to be doing and thinking about when it comes to comparison, and just some practical tips and ideas and things that help me. So number one, social media. I mean, it's probably just too basic to even mention, but having some boundaries around social media, because, you know, for me, for example, there's certain days of the month where I am more likely to compare myself to people. Like day 21 of my cycle is like, I call it like self-doubt day, and I'm much more likely to doubt myself or question, you know, what am I doing with my life? So notice if there's certain days of the month, if you have a menstrual cycle, that perhaps you maybe need to steer clear of social media or take a step back from things or have a bit more alone time, have a bit more self-care, be extra vigilant about being kind to yourself. You know, are there people that you actually just need to mute on social media because, you know, they really trigger, you know, unhelpful feelings in you, or unfollow, or perhaps you need to delete, you know, various apps from your phone to stop yourself from going down a rabbit hole of comparison and going on people's stories and that sort of thing. So yeah, social media would be the first tip, to just look at that and just check you've got those boundaries in place, check you've got some kind of slight rules in place to protect yourself and to, as self-preservation essentially. Number two is to, as much as possible, try to think about and focus on the reasons that you have to be grateful for who you are, your life at the moment, the things that you have going on, because it's so easy to discount the blessings that we have, the strengths, the good things that we have going on when we look at other people. And yet, I'm sure there are good things in your life that you can be grateful for. So whether that's making a list of all the things that you have got going on, that you're proud of, that you like about yourself and your life, and just reminding yourself of those things on a regular basis can help you just to switch your attention and focus on what's good rather than what you don't have and what you're lacking. And because so much of it is a mindset shift. You know, I can very easily decide that I'm a like I'm not successful, not doing, you know, well in life, and nothing good's going on. And then in the same, you know, the next minute I can switch my attention and start to realize actually these are all the reasons that things are going well. And it can be in some cases a case of switching your attention and shifting your perspective. Number three, remind yourself everyone is different. Everyone has their own struggles. Everyone is on their own unique path. We all have different levels of privilege, different upbringings. So we're on different paths, and to compare ourselves, you know, to others is, yeah, not helpful at all. And so remind yourself that you're on your own path, that the season of your life that you're in is valid and it's valuable. And yeah, having some respect for that. And then lastly, in the immortal words of Justin Bieber, the grass is greener where you water it. The grass is greener where you water it. It's so easy to look at others and think that, you know, their lives are amazing, but we have a chance to improve our own lives, to nurture ourselves, to work on our own mindset. And of course, external factors make a difference in our happiness, but a big part of our happiness and our peace of mind is actually to do with our mindset and how we can learn to be kinder to ourselves, how we can learn to appreciate what we have, how we can take care of ourselves better, you know, take care of the people that we love and our communities. And so how can you focus on watering your own grass rather than looking at your neighbours and thinking that theirs looks greener? So just another short and sweet episode. I hope you've taken something from this. And I hope you perhaps feel a little bit less alone with comparison. I have so much compassion for those that struggle with this, just knowing how painful it can be and the kind of self-doubt, even self-loathing that can kind of come up when this rears its head. So yeah, sending you loads of love for this. And letting you know, I've got different free resources over on my website, loads of blog posts and all the previous podcasts, nearly 200 episodes by now over the last few years. And so you can head to my website, karma-u.com, and find loads of free resources for stress, anxiety and confidence over there. So I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. Come and let me know on Instagram. You'll find me at Chloe Brotheridge. And let me know what you're taking away from this episode. Was there something that resonated with you, something that clicked for you and is going to help you going forwards? And if there's a friend who struggles with this, it might need this episode, please do pass it on. And yeah, just wishing you a great week ahead, sending you lots of love, and speak to you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.